Oh yeah, that's good. Boker Tov. Today's daf is Daf Tzadik Hey in Sanhedrin. Again, Le'ilui Nishmas Mordechai Ben Yechiel Meir. He left off yesterday about 7-8 lines down on the page. My Ode Hayom Benov. You have a Haftorah. It starts that way. Ode Hayom Benov. What does it mean? One more day with Nov. Lam Ode to stand. What is it referring to? Omer Funa Oso Yom Nishtayim Me'avon Nishonov. Because Shaul had killed the Kohanim from Nov, the big sin that caused stress among Bnei Yisrael and caused they were going to be punished. Bnei Yisrael was punished for that. There was like one more day left of the punishment. So I think Hashem gave like a window of opportunity for the Goyim, for Sancheiv to come and wreck it and wreak havoc among the Jews. Because like if there were one more day of punishment due the Jews, so like one more day was left. That was the day that Sancheiv came up against Jerusalem. This is after he had already taken the 10 tribes and exiled them. So with soothsayers, you know, his magicians, his prophets said to him, if you go today and destroy, go up against Jerusalem today, you'll be able to win. Elo, if you miss today, this is the opportunity. So you won't be able to. A journey which normally would have taken 10 days, he didn't in one day. That was what we had at the end of yesterday's daf, that Sancheiv had 10 marches that he did. He did like 10 spurts in one day. When he came to Yerushalayim, he came to Yerushalayim, they came on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, like the Haaretz of him, and he wanted to see Yerushalayim. So they put 10 mattresses, until he went and sat on the top row, and sat all the way on top. He needed a view. When he saw it, this is Yerushalayim. You know, you come first time. This is it. You're expecting the big Yerushalayim. It like, looks like a little town. This is the city of Yerushalayim. The Allah Gash has come for this. I set out all my troops. The Allah comes has come this, and I conquer the whole country because of this. Hello, he's here. It's a little thing. V'chosh, it's weak. This is a small and weaker town than all the cities of the world that I've conquered with my might. Like this looks like I'm nothing. I slept here and took all these troops here for this little thing. Oh, he got up a kav. You see, he went up and he walked around in Maya Brush. He was shaking his hand like he was angry. Mobile Maisibiara, he moved his arms back and forth like, ugh, this is what I came for. I had all these troops, like it's nothing. Nothing to take your slime. He was like shaking his hands. Altur based Mikdash on the Temple Mount. You know, it's like that's it. That's the whole big deal. The Betzion, Barazim Shlaim, and the Azor Shlaim. Avri, they told him Mishbe Yad Ha'itna. So it was, again, his counsel said to him, take it now. Okay, it's like nothing. Take it now. I'm a little Tamil, so you're tired. What's the big deal? There's nothing there. I thought you told me to come here. It's a little town. It's a dorf. We'll take it tomorrow. The macher tomorrow. I used to call chavachav benayichu gumu hereg. Take gumu hereg is a funny lashon parsi. Different shot than what this is. According to Rashi, it means everybody take a weak stone out of a wall. And it's tomorrow. You know what? Don't bother. This is nothing. Tomorrow morning, everybody schlep out one of these stones out of the wall, and we'll take care of it. Chavachav benayichu gumu hereg mine miyad. So what happened? So he lost the window of opportunity. He had that day to conquer Yerushalayim. And what did he do? He tarried, you know, right? You know, Morgan, nor nisht hoyte, da sagen immer, la faule loyte. You know, tomorrow, leave it for tomorrow. Doesn't work. So miyad that night, vahi balaylahu that night, vayitzim al Hashem, like you saw yesterday, Paro cursed Hashem himself, so Hashem took care of him, right? But Sancheirav cursed him with his servant, so Hashem like took care of it with the servant. He didn't come himself to destroy. Hashem sent the servant his angel, and he destroyed the Achmachna Asher. 185,000 troops, as we'll see, is actually more than that. But we'll talk about the 185 again later. 185,000 of his troops. Hashkim Boker, they got up in the morning. The Jews, they come from Mason. They were all gepagered. They were all killed. They were all dead bodies. I'm up behind him in sheet. Bus dina batal dina. You leave it overnight. Bus means to sleep. If the judgment was left overnight, batal dina, the whole thing is forgotten about. In other words, many times you have what they call a cooling off period. You know, if there's a big fight going on or a judgment has to be done, you leave it overnight already. You know, by the morning there's another news story taking over. And, you know, it's over. Yesterday's news, huh? Yeah, right, it's yesterday's news. It's nobody, people don't, you don't have the, you know, the strength. No, you don't have the strength to, you know, to keep going with the news. It's old news already, nobody cares. The Yishbi Benob, now that was his name. Now, we all know the story of Goliath and David. David had slain Goliath the Philistine. Yishbi Benob, as we'll see, was his brother. He had another brother. You know, these giants, they always have a brother, you know, and the brother's also a big guy. He was called Yishbi Benob, as we'll see in a minute. Asher Bilede Harpa, who was of the children of Harpa. His mother, Harpa, was a big Harpa. She's also, Rashi says, Hainu Arpa. Arpa was her name. Bilede Harpa means in the children of the of Harpa, the giant. But same as Arpa, she was that was her name. She was a giant. Umishko Kino. By Ruth, right, Ruth, right. Umishko Kano, the weight of his spear, Shloshmas Mishko, was 300 pounds, like 300 pounds was his, just the weight of his spear and the choshes of brass. Ruchag Chadashin, he had a new sword on. Ayomani said, Lachis is David, I'm going to take care of that David, that little pipsqueak who killed my brother. My the Yishbi Minov, why was he called the Yishbi Minov? Amarav Ish Shabar Alis Kenov. In other words, like we had before, Chizkiel wasn't really his name, Sacher wasn't really his name. They had other names. You call that because of the context, because of what they did or what happened in their lives. So he says, he's an Ish Shabar because of Nov. Now what does it really mean, Iskenov? In other words, that this gave, as we'll see, that Hashem blamed David. I'm going to Kodesh Baruch Hu David. I must say, yeah, Avon Zetam Avirachav. Until how long is this sin going to be hidden in your hand? Meaning, wasn't it Shaul who killed Nov Irakonim? What happened was when David was running away, they hid him, right? He was hidden in Nov. And because of that, when Doeg heard about it, Doeg reported it to Shaul. Because of that, Doeg lost his share in the next world. And Shaul eventually was killed with his sons. All because they killed Nov. But the story was stuck. Now, David didn't kill anybody there. But because David took refuge there, and Doeg reported to him, and Doeg was then eventually also lost his share, and Shaul was killed. All that after Shaul killed the Kohanim, that whole story was brought about, was mit galgel through David. So Hashem blamed David. I must say, Yehovah Zetam Yerechav. Ayad Fenerge Novi Erekonim. Through you, the Novi Erekonim was killed, because Shaul killed them because they took you into refuge. Vayad Chanitra Doeg. Because that Doeg Adami was Nitrud, meaning he was pushed off from the world. First Mishnah, the end of the first Mishnah, of this Mishnah in Chelet, we started the parak, said there were four people who don't have a share of the world to come. Who are they? Arbe Gyotas, Bilam, Doeg, Achisof, and Gehazi. So that was what happened to Doeg. Why? Because he reported it to Shaul when he saw David in that city, and he reported it to Shaul that that's where David was. By Yad Chanergu, Shaul, through you, Shaul, the Shlosh Banav were killed. But Somchav, I said, I'm giving you a choice. In other words, how long do you think you're going to keep walking around with the sin unpunished? I'll give you a choice. Ritzoncha Yichluzach, would you like your seed to be finished? Be consumed, you won't have any more progeny. Oh, Tim Shabiyadav, or you'll be given over into the hands of the enemy. Which would you like, to be taken in captivity or to lose your descendants? Amr Lefan Barashlam, Mutim, Em Shabiyad, Oyev. We're at the first of the wide lines now on Sadek Hay for those who are just entering. Mutav Emser Biyadav, I would rather be given over into the hands of an enemy, I don't want my seed to be consumed. Yomachar, one day, Nafik L'Skor Bezoi, that was either a name of a place, L'Skor Bezoi, Rashi says two different Pshatim. One is that it was, let's say it was a name of a place, other is that it's a Persian word, but anyway, he went to that place.
Crete?
Kavsa, he tied him up. Kamta, he bent him over. Osfei, v'shadyei, tusei b'ibadi. He put it, well, basically, he put him underneath the olive press. In other words, like he had one of these, he had one of these James Bond type things. You know, they never shoot him right away. They tie him up and they wait for the thing to come. You know, it's always like it's some, yeah, yeah, some long contraption. Some they figured some big contraption to make him suffer. It's having nays and nays happen. Machale aramitusne in the lands, the ground softened up underneath him. In other words, he sort of swallowed it instead of being crushed by the Beis Abad. He took refuge in the ground. The earth just like opened up for him. I didn't say Tach of Tzadai Tzadi Tachti. You widened my footsteps underneath me. V'lo moadu karsli, and my feet didn't slip. Ha'u yom, that day afnai demali Shabbos havi. It was the afternoon of Erev Shabbos. Avishai ben Shruya. Was shampooing. He was getting ready for Shabbos. He was cleaning up, you know, taking a shower before Shabbos. Avishai was David's nephew, his sister's boy. The Galu Galu Demaya. He was washing his hair in four measures of water. Chazinu Kaskmi Dama. He saw in the water some blood stains in the water. That wasn't a good sign. You know, you ever see blood? You know. That's not a good sign. Ikanam, the others say, Ashayana, that a dove came, Itrif Tameh, and was flapping his wings, like in trouble, in front of him. Amar, this is not a good sign. Kesserol Yonim, so the Jews are compared to a Yonah. Shenema, Kanfe Yonah, Nechtav Chesaf, the wings of the dove are lined or overlaid with silver. Shmamina David Malchi Yisrael Batsar Shari. I can see here, this is a sign that our King David, my uncle, is in trouble. That's why the dove is flapping its wings, which is why I see dumb. Also, basically, he went to Dove's house. Veloshke couldn't find him. He says, uh-oh, something's a problem here. The president's missing, you know, he's not here. Amr Tznan, so he says, how should I find him? So the best way is to take his horse or his mule, because, you know, they'll sniff him out, like take the dogs out. They could tell. So Amr Tznan, we learn a Mishnah, Ein Rochel Asusi, and allowed to ride on his horse. Vein Yosh Fel Kisei, don't sit on his throne. Dei Mishtam Shem Shavita, you don't use a scepter. Rishas is Hanamai. What do you do though? And now, I mean, now we got to find him. It's normally as you don't get. It's not kovedik to ride on the king's horse. But now it's a time of danger. Which I do. Also Shalom Meshi Es Kishayla. Amalei, see first he has Kishayla. You know, he has Kishayla. Amalei Rishas Sakan Shapardam. You're allowed to miss Sakan. So Rafay Lepardi took his mule. And Boris took a mule. The mule who had a sense of where the king was. He rode on his mule. Overcome, got up and he went. But Ozel and he left and he was looking. Yes, yeah, so Shalom is allowed to use the king's horse. Yeah, he's allowed to use the king's horse. It's usher to use the king's horse, but he wanted to use the horse to find, you know, like we use dogs, you know, to find the follow the scent and find the king. He asked in the base medrash, whoever was the Rosh Hashiva then. Kufza, he might have asked on there, he was online, you can ask the Shalom now online. Kufza le ara, so he had tfitzis aderach. In other words, that they. The mule was able to jump and the land got shortened for them. That's really cute. So the land shortened for them. Badu to Kameske, when he got there, Chazi La'arpa, as he was riding towards the place where David was, Chazi La'arpa, he saw Arpa Ime, the mother of Yishbi Benov, right, and of Goyas.
Oprah, right.
Chazi La'arpa Ime. The Havi Navla, right? Maybe that's how she got the name, you know. You know, they wanted a biblical name. So they went to their preacher and they axed him, you know. So he repeated the name Ofra, it could be Arpa. Arpa, he said Arpa, and you understood it as Ofra, you know. The truth is Oprah is Ofra, right? Ofra, right? It's probably like the name Ofra. I never thought of that. You ever think that? Oprah is Ofra? Could be. Or it could be it's Arpa, and they just, a little bit dyslexic, right? All right, anyway. Chazil Arpa, Imei Davinavla, she was spinning, you know, sewing. Kichazisa, when she saw this is Avishai that we're talking about, when she saw Avishai, Paskas Lebucha, she broke off her spindle, Shadzei, and she threw it at him. Like, you know, you take your spindle, threw it at him, Savamikim wanted to kill him. Of course, she missed. Amalei, so then as she missed, she pretended that it just dropped. So she says, Alaim, let's say, a young man, Alaim, I see Lepel, give me back my spindle. You know, it just fell on the floor here. She tried to kill him with it. Can you give me back the bullet? It must have fallen on the floor there, okay? Hand me the gun. It just dropped out of there, right? Poske, he threw it Bereish Mocha at the top of her head, meaning her brain. The cotton killed her. Kalchaz Yishbi Benov, right? Now, once Yishbi Benov saw that Avishai was coming after him, right? Now, once his mother was killed, people heard about it, so Yishbi was coming. Amar Hashav Betrain. Now, I'm going against two. I'm against that guy, David. I forget, he knew that David killed his brother single-handedly, right? And now, so he figured he could take David, but now there's two of them. The cotton that killed me, that's two against one. So he says, let me not have him. If the two are together, I'll have a difficult time. So while Avisha is not here yet, let me take care of David. So Paschal David Leila, he took David, threw him up in the air. The Dutz lay Leromcha, and he stuck his spear in the ground. His own spear, that 300, kilo spear that we talked about, he stuck in the ground. Omer Nephila, let him fall on him. He said, David was up in the air. He's going to fall down on the spear. It's another nice way of dying. They couldn't just shoot him. Now the love vinikal of the kill. Amar Avishai shame. So Avishai saw it and quoted the shame, shame Amalchus, shame Hashem. Ukmi love and Shemaim Lara. And by quoting the shame, he was able to have David suspended between heaven and earth, meaning so David didn't fall down. And then what you, why didn't David just say the shame himself? Why did he rely on his nephew? Zain Chavash Motias Mbeisisram. A person in Tsar is too, is too troubled and is too mavuhal to take himself out. You need somebody else. A lot easier for somebody else who's more calm, cool, and collected to take him out. Now he finally met up with David. David's hanging up in the air. He says, "Look, what's going on here? What are you doing here? What are you doing here in Plishtim, in the land of the Philistines?" I'm like, "Hachiyam l'kitchu brichu. Hashem gave me a choice. Either what? Either lose my children," he said, "either lose his seed or his descendants, or be taken into captivity." So I chose captivity. That's what I told him. So I chose captivity. I'm like, "Apatuch, so turn around your tefillah, right? Bar berech kir lesman." It's a saying that let your grandchildren sell wax, not look at the tzar, and you should be in the tzar. In other words, that's their problem. You don't have to worry about your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Today people are worried about supporting their children, how they're going to live, Says that's not your problem anymore. You worry about yourself. You don't have to be in tzar because you're worried about your great-grandchildren. That's their problem. If that's the case, saya badan, so help me. Avishai ben Tsruya. That's what it means when it says Avishai ben Tsruya helped him. He helped him by praying to reverse this that happened to him. He says, take me out of captivity. I don't want to be any tsar. And his descendants is their problem. Well, not that they will suffer. The choice was that he just won't have, eventually he won't have that many descendants. Eventually his descendants will be diminished. Now it sounds like he'll be cut off totally. So we'll see that. We'll see in Gemara. It sounds like, at this point, it sounds like they'll be totally eliminated, but we'll see that it doesn't mean totally. It just means a lot of them will be eliminated, but not in total, as we'll see in Ami Beis. I'm Avishai. Shame. So now, again, Avishai had a reverse, Avishai had him suspended up there by quoting some things, so he had a reverse that. I'm Avishai. Shame. Vachsei. And now David fell down to the earth. Havikarot Pasraya, but still, Yishbi Minov was still running after them. He hadn't given up. He was concerned because he tried to kill them. He says, "There's two of them, but he's still a giant, and these are just two common, two regular human beings, David and Avishai." So he's running after them. Kimata Kubi, when they came to the town of Kubi, that's what it's called, or Kobi, Amri, they said, "Kumbe, let's get up against this guy." And as they knew, that was the name of the town, was Kubi, so they said, "Oh, this is assuming that we should get up and let's fight up against them. Let's two against one, we'll take him." But they were still afraid. Kimata Beitre, when they came to that city called Beitre, Amri, betray Guriai and Katlula Arya. Can two cubs kill a lion? Now, there's just two of us, but we're just little cubs. He's a lion. What are we going to do? Amrile, they told him, Zil Ashtichla Arpa Imach. When you want to really weaken somebody, you get him in his gut. In other words, not, they couldn't do him physically, but you take away his confidence and say, "Hey, by the way, go find your mother, Bekiver, go find your mother in the grave," because Avisha had killed her. He says, "Go find your mother." When he heard his mother's name, they were always good boys. But he was such a good boy before he slaughtered the 28 people. He was always a good boy. When he heard his mother's name being mentioned, he got weakened, and they were able to kill him. The people of David swore to him, "You had enough. You fought enough. You killed Goliath. You killed Ishbi Minov." That Lo Sichba Esneiso and the Neri Yisrael will not be lighted. I'm sure we're concerned about your safety enough. Tanabam Shloshi Kofsa Lamar. So there are three times we find in the Torah, that in Tanakh, that there was Kvitzis Haderach, that the people were able to jump and get somewhere very, very quickly. Eliezer Avad Avram, we find Eliezer, Yaakov Avinu, and Avisha Ben Tsruya. Avisha Ben Tsruya Haram, we just covered the story. But Avisha Ben Tsruya, when he went to save David, on David's mule, he had Kvitzis Haderach, and he was able to get from Shlaim to Azar, wherever the land of Philistine was, quickly. Eliezer Avram, the Siv, the Abba Hayom Aloyim, and you know the story with Eliezer Avad Avram, how he found wife for Yitzchak, and he says, "I came today, Eli, in the name of Dahu Yom Menafik. I came this day. The day that he left is also the day that he arrived there." Yaakov Avinu, how do we know that Yaakov Avinu had Kvitzis Haderach? Right? Yechsev, Vayetze Yaakov Beer Sheva. Yaakov left Beer Sheva, Vayelech Haran, and he went on his way to Haran. Now, Haran was in Chutz Laaretz, but on the way, when he left Beer Sheva, he passed through Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was also called Bet El. Yechsev, Vayetze Makom Vayelon Sham. Okay, and he hit the place. He came to the place of Hashem, because the sun had set. What was the story? When he came to Haran, what happened was he left Beer Sheva and he came to Haran. It's possible that I passed the place that my ancestors had prayed there. Rashi quotes the pasuk for Avram. He says, he doesn't know where the pasuk is about Yitzchak, but in any case, that's what the Gemara says, that he says, I passed the place where Avraham Yitzchak had prayed there, Vani lo espalalti, and I didn't pray, so the espalalti, and I didn't daven there. All the matter is, he wanted to go back. He wanted to return, reverse course, go back from Haran to Yerushalayim, called Bet El again. So it's given to hear Bedaite, as soon as he thought about it, Lemahed to go back, Kaf Saliara. He had Kitzah Derech, Miyad Vayifkim Amokim. In other words, he was already in Haran, Chutz Laaretz. And as soon as he says, wait, I got to go back to Yerushalayim, Davin, how could I pass by? As soon as he thought about it, boom, he was there. Dover Acha, Rashi takes up Dover Acha, but we have in the Gemara, because Dover Acha ain't Gia, Lashon, the ones he mentioned, but if you welcome, Gia means that Lashon Davin, Shem, Ba'at, Alphas, Ba'al, Ba'adam, is that don't pray for these people, Alphas, Ba'at, and Rina, Vatil, and don't carry on for them with rejoicing and davening, Lal Tifka be. Okay, so that Lashon, the Tifka meaning that, but that really could all be in parentheses. Ba'yol and Shem, and what happened? So now what happened was that, Yaakov had gone from Beer Sheva to Haran. Then he felt bad that he had passed by Yerushalayim and Davin there. So he had Kvitzis Haderach and he was taken back to Yerushalayim. Okay. So he felt, he prayed in Yerushalayim and I was going to go back to Haran where he was on his mission. By Yol and Shom, but instead he lodged there in Yerushalayim. Why? Ki bo shemesh, right? Because the sun had set quickly. Also, the Tzoli, boy, Lemet, Efri, Davin, he wanted to go back. This tzaddik has come to my hotel. Yiftabalolina. I got a 5-star hotel here, you know what I mean? With a 1-night minimum, no more. Right? So Yiftabalolina, he's gonna leave without sleeping over. Miyad Boshem. So Hashem made him stay over. How? By taking the sun out of the sky, and there was no more, he couldn't travel anymore. Vinasiv says by Yizrach Loshem Shlador, and it says, and the sun rose for him. What do you mean the sun rose for him? Sun rises for everybody, right? The sun that set specifically for him, it set for him in order to make him stay overnight. Yerushalayim Zorcha Bavur also rose up for him. In that sense, of course it rose up for everybody. It means to say that the sun that had set for him. Okay, and therefore, in any case, you see that Yaakov had Kitzis Haderach on his way back to Yerushalayim. So now we're saying that David had reversed his tefillah. He says instead of being taken in captivity, he preferred the other punishment, that his children would be wiped out. Because how do we know that that place of Sivit says Vasalia, she was a Rosha, Ema Chazio, Rosakim Esma, she saw that her son died, Vatukam Vatavet is called Zara Mlacha. And she went and destroyed all the royal seed. Ivashtar lay Yoash, but Yoash remained. It wasn't totally knocked out. It was also a reason why this whole punishment came upon David, because the murder of the Kohanim of Nob was brought about through David indirectly. Okay? So his punishment was that he would be destroyed. But he says Yoash remained. The truth is that by the Kohanim, Nobir Kohanim also, there was one Kohen who remained alive. Hasanam Yishtar Aviatar. one son escaped one son of Achimel escaped, Ben Achituv. His name, that was named Ben Echad Achimelech Ben Achituv. One son of Achimelech Ben Achituv escaped. His name was Aviatar. So you see, in other words, since the Novi Arkanim wasn't totally destroyed, so David's seed also was not totally destroyed. Amar Biyuna Marav. Il Mole, Nishtar, Aviatar, Achimelech Ben Achituv. Had Aviatar not remained alive, not had he not escaped, or Nishtar, Mizar, Shal, David, Sarplot, nobody would have remained alive from the Zera of David. But because somebody remained alive from the Kohanim, and David was punished because of the Kohanim, but it wasn't, they weren't totally wiped out, so David also wasn't totally wiped out. I remember about Balaam, Sancheirav, Harosha, when Sancheirav, Harosha, going back to the story of Sancheirav, who came against Yerushalayim, as we saw before, he missed it by a day, and the day after that one more day opening that he tarried, and that night, after he tarried, the Malach came, Malach Gabriel, we'll see, came, and destroyed all of his troops. So how did he come? First he brought 45,000 princes. Yoshim b'konos shozav. They were all sitting in golden chariots. The imoyim, and with them shiglonot, their princesses. The zonos, they also had their concubines with them, right? Uvashmona melef giborim, and he also had 80,000 strong men, warriors, levushei Syrian klipa, wearing coats of mail, and as they were all dressed with armor from head to toe, that's 80,000. How much he got there so far? 45 and 80 is how much? 135,000, right? What do we say? What did I say? 80 and 45 is 125. Okay. And then he's got another 60,000 swordsmen. So 120. Now we're up to 185, right? 125 and 60 is 185. So we have here mentioned 185,000. Bashar and the rest, there's a lot more than that. Two Prussian were simply horsemen, regular horsemen. Bechainbo, four troops. Bechainbo al Avram. And the same amount also came on Avram when he fought the four kings. Also, there was 185,000 that approximately. Bechain Asid Lavo in Gogumagu. When Gogumagu fight up against Jerusalem, the Lavo will also have that amount. They learned that he had such a big, you know, just his forces took up so much space. The length of his camp, Abramael's Parsi, was 400 parasangs. Rochav, Tzavar Susav, Arbon Parsi, just his, the width of his horses standing neck to neck, lined up, was 40 parasangs. Sach Machaneu was like the Sach HaKol. The total of his camp was how much? Masayim Vishishim Ribu Alafim. Chaser Chad, missing one. What's Masayim Vishishim Ribu? That's 260 times 10,000. How much is that? 2,600,000.
Two million.
260, right? 260 times 260 times 10,000. How many is it? 260 is 10. 10,000 is 4 zeros. So when you put a 26 in front of 5 zeros, you've got 2,600,000. That's how you do it. Huh? 2 billion?
It's a mistake.
You mean milliard? No, it's a mistake. It's 2 million. No, it's 260 times 10. Right. Sach Machaneh Masayim V'Shishim Ribu. 260 times 10,000. Right? That's how you think. Unless he says Masayim V'Shishim Ribu Alafim.
Right.
So then you had another. Then that whole thing times 1,000. So you could get the billion, you know, if you learn it that way, maybe. So that's, then it's 2,600,000. Then it's 2,600,000,000. Right.
Greece we're talking about.
Right. What?
It's the debt loan to Greece we're talking about.
Right. Yeah. Right. A little strange, right? But if you learn the reborn Alafim, it could be billion. It's not necessarily a misprint. It could be right. Maybe
there
Muslim.
Many people in the world.
Yeah. Who knows? It's more likely it's 2,600,000. Right. Right. Anyhow, from Chosachad, missing one, like, you know, wasn't exact. Boy, Abaya, so Abaya says, Chosachad Ruby, you mean missing one 10,000, or Chosachad Alpha, 1,000, or Chosachad Mayor, missing 100, or Chosachad, or just missing one? Just take it, I'm not sure about that. Tana Rishonim over Besechi, meaning the first ones passed into Eretz Israel, they swam across, presumably the Jordan River. It was a big river. They swam across, meaning the horses went in there. But after you had so many people going in, we're talking, you know, a lot of troops here in the millions, once the first wave went in, there was no water left. You know, the horses drank it all up. Shinemar. They passed through Yehuda overflowing. And time the next group, Avu Bakoma, they went standing up. In other words, the water had subsided somewhat. They didn't have to swim across. They could actually go in there, walk, their horses could stand on the ground and walk through. Shenemar Ad Savar Yagia. Achronim, the last group, Helu Avu Bakoma, there was nothing left. They kicked up dirt in the river of Olamatsumai. There was no water there at all. There was nothing left. That's how big the troops was. Now, it's not that big. It sounds like billion, you know, a lot of people. Olamatsumai. But like you say, it's unlikely there weren't that many people in the world. They couldn't find any water in the river to drink. They brought water from another place for and they drank. I dug elsewhere and I found the water. How do you say that there's millions of troops? Whatever you say, it's millions of billions, but it's certainly in the millions. It says here he destroyed 185,000. We were talking about the troop, the heads of the troops. Like we said before, we counted 185,000 with the princes and the warriors, the swordsmen, right? And 80,000, with 80,000 dressed in armor. In other words, the 185,000 was the main, the heavy duty, the officers' corps, let's say. And the rest were the regular grunts, you know, the regular grunts, the horsemen. Sessi's over here. Halol the Russian guys is hanging. Amar Rashi Ekan Rasiv b'mishmanov razon b'shmeinim disbu. In other words, I knocked out in the fat ones that they had. That's the ones that I took them out. That's the ones that we're considering over here. But it doesn't mean that that's all that there were. B'shmeinim razon. We're talking about the fat ones, the higher class ones, 185,000. Amar Rashi Ekan Rasiv says Vayishach Hashem Malach. He cut off every warrior, v'nagid, and officer or prince, v'sar, and every officer v'machaneh, v'yavo beis Elohav. And afterwards, he came back. Sachev came back to his idolatry, to his base, the house of idolatry, o'miyetziyemayav, and from his own people who came out from him and his own descendants. Meaning, we'll see his son Shem. Ipilu b'charev, they killed them. Shema minah. So you see over here because it says ve'achachet kol gibur chayav v'nagi v'sar b'machne. That's the ones we're talking. We're only referring to them. It doesn't mean that there weren't others who were also killed. Hashem killed all the troops. So we're talking 185,000 refers to the higher class troops. Shema minah. But mehekim, how did he kill them? It says he killed 185,000. We're saying really means even millions. How did he kill them? But mehekim, Rabbi Elazar biyad. He can be healed with a hand. Shem v'yai Yisrael esayal dola. Hayad Hagdola. It doesn't say Vayah Yisrael as Yad Hagdola. It says Hayad the hand. Hayad Shasil Parmes Chayv. That the hand of Hashem that's eventually going to pay back some Chayv. That's what Bnei Yisrael saw on Yamsuf. Rabbi Shomer, the Etzbei, he got him with the finger. Shneamar Vayamachartim Alparo Etzbei Lehim. He Etzba Shasil Parmes Chayv. That's the finger that eventually will pay back some Chayv. So that was how he killed all these people. Blazer Beno Shabesu Leomer Amokesh Brochli Gabriel. Maglech Netusha, is your sickle, is it sharp and is it ready? I'm on the front of Arshla, Netusha, the Omedes, Meshesh Bracious, like this. All present account for us, sir. You know, it's all ready. It's been waiting since Bracious. We're all ready for this. They moved because of the sword, because of the sharpness, meaning that it was all ready to kill. It was the time of the ripening of the fruits in the field, and as we'll see, the Gabriel was the Mamuna, was in charge of that. When you go out to make the fruits ripe, Haskiklam, attack them then. Shneamar Miday Avru, when you're passing by, Ikacheschem, you'll take Ikacheschem or Ikach Itchem, take with you as you pass by. Kibavoka Bavoka, as you pass by each morning, by Yom Uvalila, Bahoya Rak Zoa. Haven Shmua, and it'll only be like, it'll be out of trembling they will hear the report, meaning as you pass by, as you go out to the fruits, you take care of them. Amra Papa, Haimdam Rinshi, that fits in with the saying that people say, Agabuchcha Labad Vavach Ishtema. As you pass by, when you get the opportunity, then the Baal Vavach, your enemy, the one who you fight with, make yourself heard, meaning that grab the opportunity when you have it. Gabriel didn't have to go out special day. Gabriel was anyway going out to ripen the fruits. He says, you know what? On your way out, ripening troops, when you get the opportunity, you take care of it right then and there. Like you said before, don't leave it overnight. And you don't have to make a special troop, just take care of it when you get a chance. Don't leave it. So that's what happened over here too. So Gabriel took care of them when he was going out to ripen the fruits. The Yeshem, some say, he blew into their nostrils and killed them that way, and they died. Shinemar, Vagam Neshefen, Vayavoshu. He blew into them and they withered. Rabbi Yerivamar, Kapayim Sefek Lam Umesu. He clapped his hands together and they died from the noise. Shinemar, Vagam Ani Kise, or Eka, Kapil, Kapil. I smote my hands one to another, Vani Chosi Chamasi, and my anger subsided. So you see there's several pshatim in how they were killed. Either the hand of Hashem, the finger of Hashem, Gavriel killed them with his sickle, or he killed them by blowing into their nostrils, but he could take care, Hashem took care of them, killed them through a malach in some manner. He opened up their ears, and they heard the songs from the celestial bodies. From your height and exalted places, the goyim were scattered. The common Hashem, how many were left? He killed them all. Was anybody left? Ravam Asara, 10 people left. Shneimar Ushaar Eitz Yaro, and the rest of the eights of the tree of his forest. Mispar Yi will be a certain number. V'naar Yichtavev, and a youth can write it down. Kamanar Yachol Lichtav. What's the simplest thing for a young child who doesn't really know the alphabet? What can he write? He makes a yud. That's the simplest thing. It's just like it's just a little line. So how much? What can he write? Kamanar Lichtav Asara. He writes a yud. A yud is the equivalent of Asara, showing you that that's how many lived. Shmuel Amatisha. There were 9 who remained. Shneimar. V'nishabo Olos. And there were left over some berries or some at the top. Pinokov Zayas, like when you shake an olive tree. Shnayim Shlosha Gogram Barosh Amir. There's 2 or 3 berries or olives left at the top. So that's what was left over. Arba B'chamisha B'sifeh, or 4 or 5 branches. So since he says Arba B'chamisha B'sifeh, Arba B'chamisha is 4 and 5. That's how he gets 9. So 9 were left over. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi Omer, Arba Sar. Now count them all. It says Shnayim Shlosha by the olives, and then 4 or 5 by a regular tree. So if you count all these numbers, Shnayim Shlosha, 2 plus 3 is 5, plus 4 and 5 is how much? 14. 14. 9 and 5 is 14. You have 2 and 3 is 5. 5 and 4 is 9. 9 and 5 is 14. So he says there were 14 of the troops left over. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer, I just said that, right? Did I just say that? Yeah, this was because I've got Rabbi Shimon Levi Omer, Abba Asa Shnei Meshnaim Asa Asa Abba Chamisha. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Chamisha. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn out of a posik. He just says that there were 5 because it says 4 or 5, 4 and 5. He picks the 5 because he had a Kabbalah that there were 5. Who were the 5? Rabbi Chamisha, Sancheirav, Ushnei Barav, Sancheirav and his 2 sons. In other words, the king and the 2 sons, they survived. Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradan. How do we know that? Nebuzradan, Gemara. It's a Kabbalah that Nebuzradan, the guy in charge of the troops, he was alive. He stayed alive. And Nebuchadnezzar, you know, because they always stay in the back. You know, like the Hashem leads the troops into war, right? That's the Jewish way to lead the troops into war. They, by the gun, they wait in the back. They don't want to get their hands dirty. Nebuchadnezzar, the Siv, how do we know? Because Nebuchadnezzar, the Siv, Baruch Duravia, when it came to the story of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and Kifshon Eish, so it says over there that Nebuchadnezzar says he saw a 4th image in the fire. Varavad Ravia, the shape of the 4th one, Dami Laban, looks like an angel. So now, how did he know what an angel looks like? How did Nebuchadnezzar know what an angel looks like? Elamai, must be that he saw the angel at this time in the war against Jerusalem. When they besieged Jerusalem, and the angel came and killed everybody. Nebuchadnezzar remained, besides it was rotten, he also remained alive, and he saw this taking place, so he knew what an angel looked like. So later on, when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were tempted to be killed in the fire, and he saw the 4 shapes, he said, it looks like an angel, and he knew what an angel looked like from the story of the 185,000. Vilav the Chazia, how would you know? So Nebuzradan and Nebuchadnezzar had remained alive, and then you have Sancher Mishnei Banu, the Chsiv, by he who Mishtachva base in Israel, he was bowing down. Sancher, when he came back, had bowed down to his idol, the base in Israel. Vadar Melech Vashretzer, one of his sons came, he called Bechev, they killed him. Why did they kill him? As we'll see later on, because there he was going to kill them. Amar Bavu, Ilmale Mikra Kosev, if it wouldn't be that this passage was written, Yefshalom, you couldn't say it. Tachsiv, Bayoma Hu Yigalach Hashem Betar. Hashem will shave with a razor, Haschira, which is rented. A rented razor, Ba'avinar, at the side of the river, passing of the river. The Melech Ashur, this was Zancheir of Melech Ashur, Hashem gave him a shave. It's a rosh, his head, the sarah raglayim, the hair of his feet. The gamas hazokin to spend. Also, zakan, and also the beard will be consumed. Now, we'll talk about shaving and consuming. Consuming means like consume with a fire. When you shave, you don't say consume. Also, Hashem came to Adni Lake Gavar Sabra and appeared to Sancheriv as an old man. When you've come to the kings of the east and west, that you brought their sons into war. As we said, he took 45,000 princes. How do you get 45,000 princes? That's a lot of kings, you know. A lot of kings, a lot of wives, a lot of kids. You took 45,000 princes, you slept them all over, they became mercenaries in your army, and they were all killed outside Yerushalayim. What are you going to tell the parents? Right, because as soon as my arm is still, what are you going to tell him? I'm also sitting in fear of that. I've been thinking about that. You know, when I meet the parents, what I'm going to say? What should I do? Zil v'shani nafshach, go and change your appearance, right, so that they won't recognize you. Zil, how are you going to do that? Zil aisi mispraya, bring me scissors, but I'll shave you. The guy's plan, and I'll shave you. It's like if it's a strange thing. Hashem said to Sancheriv, I'll shave you. Okay. This is Mehechai's, where I get it from. Amalei, Olahu Beis. You go into the house. There's a house nearby there by the river. I see. Ozu Ashkechini, and he found it. Ozu Malachi Shoreis, Malach just came to Idmalei Kengavri. They appeared to him as people. Bahavi Katachni Kishaisa, and they were grinding kernels of corn. Amalei, have them strike. Can I borrow your scissors? First you gotta grind something for us, you know, find grind a bushel or a measure of the grain, do that for us. Then we'll lend you the scissors. Tachan, see, he ground them. And they gave him the spice and they gave him the scissors. Ada also, by the time he came, it got dark. Amrulay, zil icy nur, so go bring a fire. It gets dark, I can't see, go bring a fire. Ozil icy and brought a fire. But how did the he was blowing it? Keep the fire going. Asli bay nura bedikne. The fire, you know, he was blowing it. The wind changed and blew onto his beard. Right. Asli gazil reisha bedikis. And then once his beard was singed and was partially burned, he cut off. Then Hashem came and then took a razor and cut off the rest of his hair and his beard. Amru, people said, Hainu tasiv the gamis is zakan tispe, and also the zakan the beard also will be consumed. Why? Because Hashem didn't first cut that off. It wasn't shaved off. It was first consumed. That's how we have the saying. If you singe the hair of a goy and he's happy with it, light a fire on his beard. In other words, don't be. A goy is always going to come after you. So if he's happy right now with what you do, take advantage of it and finish him off. That's what he's saying here. That Jerusalem and Shabbat, he's happy with it. Islay nur b'dikne, light a fire to his beard. Right. So velo savis chuchamine, and don't absorb his laughter. Meaning, don't think that he's happy with you now and things are going to work out okay. No, not so. Take advantage. He's always going to come up against you. So take advantage of it now when you have the upper hand. Also, Ashkech, now, Sancheriv, after he had been shaved, he found a plank, Mitevus of Noach. He found a plank from Noach's Teva. Amar Hainu, Eloh Rabba, this is a sign of the great God, the Shizbil Noach Mitufna, who saved Noach from the flood. Look at this plank. Amar, he said like this, Yezolhu Gavra Matzlav, so he said, if I also go and I'm atzliach in my wars and I survive, you know, like Noah survived, Noah prospered, right? Mekavu trei benoi kamoch, I will bring my two sons to you as a sacrifice. That's what Sancheriv Rosh said. Yeah, there's one little problem. They were taping him, right? Shamu benoi, his sons heard what he said, v'katlu, and they killed him. And maybe you know why they killed the father, because the father's planning on killing them. It makes sense that he was bowing down to he was bowing down to his God, effectively telling him, look, if things work out, I'll bring my two sons as a carbon. And they killed him by the sword. Alright, tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, on Shavuos, we'll learn at 7:45 at my house. Davening is at 8:30. We'll learn at 7:45 from here. We'll start from here. And on Thursday, Mitzvah Shem, we'll learn again the same time, 5:20. Daf Tzadik Zion. Thursday, right? Yeah, today's Tuesday, right? Middle of the week.